We're going to talk a Tiger activities because before you know it, we're going to be out calling football and getting ready to cover cross country, volleyball, soccer, everything else going on because practices are just around the corner. Paul Durbon, Activities Director with Albert Lea, nice enough to join us on this Friday. And Paul, a good afternoon.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So how close are we to beginning fall sports practices? Is a couple of weeks? Am I wrong there?
We are 2 weeks out on Monday, so the 16th of August we'll start our fall season.
So 2 weeks from Monday. That's hard to believe, and that's for all the sports in the fall are all beginning on that Monday.
Yeah, in the fall, typically that start date lines up for all of our fall activities. At the high school level, our middle school sports will typically start football and volleyball. Middle school teams will start the week after, I think the 23rd of August. So coming up quick.
Now, Paul, if somebody still wants to register to play sports, is there still time to do that?
Absolutely, and the process is really getting pretty slick. So if families are interested in signing up for activities at Albert Lea High School, just go to www.alschools.org/activities, and there's a Register Now button right there on our page, and they'll sign up online. And our school board has approved our fee structure. It'll be the same as last year's, which is a really great thing for our community. They'll be able to choose what their family's comfortable paying. I think our school board's done a good job trying to remove barriers and make it easy for anybody to register for activities. And so get on there and sign up if they're still looking to get registered.
Is that sign up spot just for high school or is that for middle school as well?
So any of the activities that run through our office, that's where they'll go to sign up.
Okay.
So middle school football and volleyball will register through our website, and so will all of the high school sports that we offer.
Paul Durbon again, Activities Director at Albert Lea High School, joining us here at 3:48. And Paul, going into fall, when it comes to, what's the word I'm looking for, physicals, do student-athletes need those before they start practicing?
Yep. So for anybody new to registering or signing up for a sport, need to have a Minnesota State High School League physical completed and on file within 3 years in order to participate in an activity. And that includes just a practice. So our Mayo Clinic Health Systems once a year will offer a free physical night in May at the end of our school year. And that's a great opportunity for families to jump on. And if not, there's other opportunities out there. Hy-Vee, Express Care, or even just scheduling appointments through your healthcare provider. Most are familiar with that high school league physical, and if not, we have copies on our website and in our office if people are interested.
Now, Paul, there's no off season for an AD, but have you been enjoying the last month or so? The baseball season went a little bit longer, which was great because they got to state. Have you been enjoying some time off before you get back to what I'm assuming is a pretty wild schedule?
Yeah, it's nice to reset a little bit, spend time with the family. I'm blessed with a beautiful wife and wonderful son, and we've had some time together here the last couple weeks, but. Like you said, there's no real off season. We've been the excitement doesn't that we try and generate in our office for all of our activities doesn't start or it mostly starts in, when the other people aren't watching, right? So we've been in our office working through the last month or so trying to get ready for the start of this fall, and we're really excited just to kick things off here this August. And there's some exciting things coming with our fall activities too. So.
And one thing that you've been busy with, because I always get the press release, and we've had everybody on, a new boys hockey coach, new boys basketball coach, a new girls soccer coach, and a new speech coach as well. So, again, there's no off season because there's spots to be filled, and the activities department did that.
Right, and we're excited about the coaches we've been able to hire. All of them fit within the values of our office and are going to be great additions to our staff. And, we're looking forward to bringing them in with a fresh start. It's good timing at the beginning of the school year where they can experience all the, the normal parts of a school year rotation and be involved in all of our coach meetings. And so it's nice to get those filled over the summer and not have them lingering through the school year. But we do have one opening still. We're looking to fill our head boys baseball coach position. And that one, hopefully, as we get into the school year, we get a few good applicants and can close that one up too.
We should mention, so as Sean Gaston, head coach of Albert Lee, he stepped down shortly after the season came to an end, correct?
Right, and Sean is an outstanding coach, and you know, he's just a model coach that you could ask for, and he's done a great job. And Sean just got hired on as an administrator in our district as the dean of students at the high school, and is kind of taking that next step. So it opens the door for a new coach to come in, and you know, we've got some good internal prospects, and hopefully we see a few good applicants come in as well, and we'll see what that looks like here as we get to next spring.
Very cool. Again, Paul Durbon, Activities Director at Albert Lee High School, getting us set for the high school season. I can't wait. I can't wait to be out at the Gus calling a football games. It's right around the corner. Give us that website once again, Paul, for those that have not signed up, or if there's parents or grandparents that want to know how their student athletes, their grandson, granddaughter, son or daughter, sign up for Albert Lee Tiger Activities. So what's that website to go to again?
Yeah, our website is www.alschools.org/activities. And our phone number for our high school office or activities office, 507-379-5345. And you can direct any questions that way.
Simple as that. Again, Paul Durbon, Activities Director, Albert Lee High School. Paul, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. Just wanted to get that information out to everybody. And I will see you at a sporting event real soon.
All right, absolutely. Thank you very much, Aaron.